We're going all the way back to 1850. There's a cat, his name was Miguel Peralta. He took his family, and they were going through the Superstition Mountains because they heard there was gold there, and on accident, one of the first places they drilled, they struck gold.
I wish that would happen to me. Like, why can't that happen to me? I could use some gold by accident right now. Welcome to Talk About Scary, the show where we do just that. Talk about scary places.
Wow. Hey, it's been a bit.
Hi.
What's up, Clay?
I was like, is the connection lost? Did we lose connection? I'm good. How are you?
No, I'm awesome. I'm coming to you live from the Bat Cave. So
live from the Bat Cave. You heard it there. It's the Bat Cave. Adam's in the Bat Cave. He's Batman.
It is. I got my Creep It Real t-shirt on. Expect to see this from now on.
I'm representing the Bay. I'm representing the Bay.
And it's got to... Is it this way? The Bay?
The Bay. Bay.
What's up, Bay?
Anyway. yeah, so we thought we were maybe going to do just podcast, and then we've kind of gone back and forth on should we do video, should we not do video. We did a little bit more video for season two, and then season three has been just audio. And while we'd like to be doing video in person, our schedules just don't permit it. It's a little bit easier if we go back to the season one
format. I'm a busy guy.
I'm kind of busy too. With four kids, it's tough to do this sometimes. So... this is just the way it's going to work. A lot of you guys requested video, and we've been wanting to do video for a while. It's just a little bit more difficult to do. So you get to check out our ugly mugs today as we talk about, drum roll.
It's the Superstition Mountains and the legend of the lost Dutchman.
Legend. G-G-G. Dutchman lost.
Wow.
There's like lights shining down on me. I'm like on the stage. My hair. Now that you've seen our new introduction, we're gonna talk about scary. Anyway, go ahead, Adam.
Yeah, we're gonna have to WWE it up a little bit more.
Ding ding ding.
We're not exciting enough. People say we're not exciting enough. We have to like start adding fake stuff into our investigations, and you know, fraud. We have to travel channel it up a little bit more, make it more appeasable to people in the real world.
I like a piece of cake.
A piece. We are, for everybody who's wondering before we get started, I would like to say that one of the reasons why we're so busy was we're bringing you a shart ton of content. Clay and I have been working tirelessly producing different programs and specials and feature films, and there's a lot of stuff coming out from Overnight Pictures and us as the Talk About Scary Dudes. So the Scare Boys, as
he's
you
a dude,
us. We're the Scare Boys.
I'm a dude, you're a dude, we're all dudes unless you're a chick, but you could still be a dude. Yep.
I know a few that are now dudes that were once females. That's okay. We're all inclusive here at Talk About Scary. So anyway, let me get back to what we were talking about. I always do this. So we're talking about the lost Dutchman's gold, or the gold mine that no one can find. The reason why we want to talk about this is near and dear to our hearts. I once did, and I've shared with Clay, but now I want to just brag about it a little bit. I had a huge audition. I got really high up for the Travel Channel at one time.
You got really high?
To be a host of something. I got real high, and then I had an audition for the Travel Channel.
To be
a host on one of their new television shows, and they were looking for an archaeologist or an anthropologist. By the way, that's what
They were looking for Indiana Jones.
Yeah, some ridiculous, loud, fat guy who could yell about stuff that's really exciting. And that was the guy. I wanted to be the guy, and I was really close to being the guy. And on my audition, in college, we studied a lot about the Superstition Mountains, geology, everything, including the history of it and the lost Dutchman's mine, which I thought was really fun. One of my favorite times in college. So we're going to talk about it today. Did you know that there was no Dutch settlers on the in the Lost Dutchman's mine?
I didn't know that, but I bet there was mans.
There was mans. There was a German, because you know the term, like they call it Deutsch for, you know, German in Germany, the Sprechen Sie Deutsch. So you hillbilly that up a little bit and it sounds like Dutch, and they thought these guys were Dutch. So we call it the Lost Dutchman's mine, but it's really the Lost German's mine. If you think about it, Lost German's mine. And anyway, his name was Jacob Waltz. He was a not so great guy. It's stories of him in California stealing gold out of mines, which I think maybe that's where he got some of his gold from. But
I digress.
It's not about that. Yeah. And I'm not going to speculate how he got the gold, but this is just about actually more, not just about the mine, but about the hauntings that are there, which I think is really interesting. This place spooks everybody to this day. And we don't live that far from it, Clay, do we?
Nope. I've been to Superstition Mountains plenty of times.
I bet we'll go again really soon.
It's possible.
I bet. So his name was Jacob Waltz, and we'll get to him in a little bit. But at any rate, so it was said that members of the Apache... it was said that they had a gold mine located in the Superstition Mountains, like El Dorado, like untold amounts of gold just pouring out of the mountains. And there's a lot of gold in these hills over here. There was at one time, copper, silver, and gold. All the way down to the Mexican border, we have a lot of it. That's what we're known for, is our mining operations. We've been on a lot of mining tours, I'm sure you have. Yeah. So, and there's like over like 100, 200 stories, and some of them are really far-fetched, so we're not getting into it. But some people link the Apache warrior Geronimo in these stories. I don't have any of that real information, but they said he could have been doing shit there. So, maybe he did. In 1850, we're going all the way back to 1850, there's a cat, his name was Miguel Peralta. He took his family, and they were going through the Superstition Mountains because they heard there was gold there, and on accident, one of the first places they drilled, they struck gold.
I wish that would happen to me. Like, why can't that happen to me? I could use some gold by accident right now. I got bills.
Here's something that you couldn't use, though. They were later attacked and butchered in what is known to be called the Peralta Massacre.
I don't need that. That can stay away. Yeah.
Miguel and his family were butchered badly. And it was a massacre. So, boo. That sucks. So a physician was called up. It's true. Dr. Thorne was called up. He was supposed to investigate the area. And while he was investigating,
Dr. Thor?
Thorne.
Oh, there's
Thorne.
Okay. And there's a silent E. Okay.
Thorne. Thorny.
Thorny.
Thorny. Sorry, I'm a little thorny. but he happens upon an ailing Apache chieftain, and he treats the chieftain to make him well. And out of a debt of gratitude, the chieftain blindfolds the doctor and takes him on a trip to their mines. He is told when he's there, the chief says, take whatever you can carry as payment. So Dr. Thorne, he fills up all his pockets. He stuffs some in his mouth, some of his other orifices, wherever he can fit in his dirty pockets, as much gold as possible. And they take him after he fills his body and pockets. I'm not saying he filled his orifices. I'm just saying that he filled his pockets.
Butt.
And they traipse him back down the mountains, back toward Apache Junction. Lovely place. If you haven't been to Apache Junction, I hear you should just live there.
Stay away.
It's nice.
You should just stay away.
No, some of it's nice now. It used to not be. Now it's getting nice because, you know, we have a lot of rich folks moving in.
It's okay.
It's okay. I actually am way up on the hill and I look down at them. So I'm always looking down and
You think you're better than them?
I look down at them.
You think you're better than them?
You think you're better than me? Hey, Clay. You think you're better than me?
Yeah.
Tell your mother I said hello. Tell your mom hello for me. So Mark Wahlberg, just heavy breathing action. So he does, and he gets taken back down to Apache Junction, and tells everybody the tales of how he got this gold, and that's when it really started to become popular. So we're going to fast forward now because I've wasted a lot of our time.
Here we are.
1870.
Good
old Jacob Waltz. Waltz. He becomes obsessed with the stories of the Mayan because he's a prospector. He does gold stuff. And he forms an expedition party. And with two descendants of the Peraltas and an archaeologist and his good friend, Jacob Weiser, he goes up into these hills to try to find this gold. Months pass. No one comes down. Eventually, Waltz comes down and he's battered and bloody. He's raving and he's searching for medical attention. And he says everybody else is just missing. Okay?
Like they just disappeared?
Yeah, that's it. So they only found one person. His best friend, Weiser, Jacob Weiser. They found him. He was dead. It couldn't be determined if the wounds that were all over his body were from Apache, like, tools, like weapons, or actually American-made types of knives. I'm sure today we could easily determine what the wounds were from, but back then they couldn't. So, yeah, so either Jacob killed everybody, because he's an a-hole, or
seems logical.
Native Americans killed them. Yeah, so one of the two. But Jacob Waltz is nearly catatonic and falls in and out of consciousness for years until his demise in 1891. Now, here's the thing. They're saying for 20 years, several reports says for 20 years he was almost catatonic and he was in the grips of madness. And there's other stories that say he had a girlfriend in town and he told her where his riches were stashed. And then he died but gave her the secret, but she never told what the secret was. But one thing is for sure, toward the end of his life, he was delirious. Like, delirious. Yeah. A doctor in 1890, when he died, and a doctor once told his family that something bad up there had chewed at his sanity and left nothing behind but brittle bones. So he died a madman. But, I mean, who knows? I think that maybe he killed everybody and kept the gold for himself, and then he lost his mind as he got older because, well, shit stinks.
That's what it sounds like. But if the treasure was that big, he couldn't have just carried it all. He had to have done something with it.
I know for a fact that in other books that I have from school that he would come down from the mountain. He met a lady who was a baker who was a widow. And they had a like on and off again relationship. And she really cared for him. And before he died, he was supposed to have told her where his gold was hidden. But, you know, when we're talking about ghost stories, they seem to leave a lot of that stuff out. They don't. That's not too sensational, so they don't put that in. He was mad when he died, and I'm sure he killed everybody in that party. I'm sure he found what he wanted and murdered every effing person. And the reason why he was bludgeoned and bloody is because he was the last man standing. So let's just... But who knows? Who knows? I wasn't there, and I'm not that old yet. I'm getting close, but I'm not that old yet.
I thought maybe you were there.
Getting close. So here's another guy, Adolf Ruth, another Dutchman, another German. I mean, you can tell by the name Adolf. He was an amateur explorer and a treasure hunter. Wow. Ruth had a son named Erwin, and he was a lawyer of sorts. He gave legal aid to a man named Pedro Gonzalez in 1912. And that legal advice saved Pedro from imprisonment. And as a payment, Gonzalez gives Ruth an antique map of the Peralta mine and the story of the lost Dutchman's gold. And Ruth, in turn, gives this to his father, Adolf. So Adolf is like, woo-wee! I'm a treasure hunter already, and I'm an amateur explorer, so this shit sounds amazing. Sign me up. Thanks, son. I'm doing it up. So what does Adolf do? He relocates to Apache Junction, pretty much around that area. And he sets out to find the Peralta mine in 1931. So he took his time. He did his research. And then, you know, a long time later. But you'll find a lot of these people that do these, that go on these expeditions to find the lost, in Sierra Vista, the lost mines of silver, the caches of silver they still have all over Sierra Vista. There's treasure hunters. They take sometimes a decade to research before they go down there because there's mountain lions. There's all sorts of garbage down there that you might die. You have to do your research first.
Yeah.
So Yeah, I don't know. Took him a while, though. So he sets out to find it. He moved to the area, like I said, and he befriended a rancher named Tex Barkley.
That's Texas, such a rancher
Tex
name.
Tex Barkley.
That's like
I
the
like that
rancher
name,
name.
It's the best name I've ever said on this podcast yet, and we've said some fun names.
That's
there was
true.
The, you remember the two brothers, the Hart brothers? Big and Little
yes.
Hart? Those were fun. This is better. Tex Barkley.
Yeah.
If I was going to have another son, his name would be Tex Barkley Berardi, because that's a badass name.
TBB.
Anyway.
TBB.
So Adolf asks Tex to outfit him with people and materials for the expedition. And Barkley urges Adolf Ruth to forget about the search for the Peralta mine. He says that the area and the mines were cursed and full of devils.
Of course they were.
And
why wouldn't
stuff,
they be?
Where, you know, this is where like the mystery of before with Jacob Waltz, a lot of that is marred in like fantasy and like conjecture. This stuff from here on out is just straight fact. We all know it to be true. And it's just been documented so well. You know, after the early 1900s, you started documenting things really well. It wasn't just a wild outlaw place. But he said that to him, which is kind of ominous. But Ruth just said, forget about it. I'm going anyway. You don't know stuff, Tex. I'm doing it. So he set out for the search of the mine on a 2-week expedition in the summer of 1931. In the
that's
summer.
Suicide. Suicide.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. I mean, you're going to die no matter what. For people that don't know what Arizona feels like in the summertime, I know some of you were in Florida, for instance, or some of you were in the Northeast or the Midwest, and you felt 91 degrees, and you're like, damn, this is really hot. Imagine what it feels like at 115 to 120 degrees. That shit will bake your brains. It is, you will not survive very long.
It's hot.
And I don't know how kind of, yeah, I don't know what kind of advanced
there's not usually
water,
clouds during the summer either. Like you don't get any shade or any of that stuff.
And there's actually a waterfall up in the Superstition Mountains that I've been on. I'm sure you've seen the waterfall, Clay. It's not there in the summer. That's a winter spring thing. There's no water. You're not. And all yep. of you kids that thought you could open up a cactus when you were a kid and just drink the water out of it, that is not true. You cannot do that. There's no water falling out of cactuses or anything like that. You just have to have a lot of water. So I don't know. And that's if you know you don't die of heat stroke, which is
well for really 2 weeks thing. For a 2-week expedition. I hope he brought like 50 camels full of water.
Yeah, he'd need like 2 gallons a day at least.
Yeah.
Stay alive.
Which you can't carry that's, that. That's why I suggested
no,
camels.
I don't know how you do it. Yeah, it's pretty rough. Well, guess what happened to him?
He died? He
vanished. They didn't find
no,
him for a
he
long
vanished.
Time. 6 months later, actually.
Wait, he vanished
they
because
found
of
his skull.
Ghosts?
Maybe. No. He vanished because he got shot. 6 months later. They found his skull.
By what? Rocks?
His skull.
Okay.
With 2 bullet holes in the back of his skull. He was shot execution style and left to die in the desert.
By who?
They don't know. They don't know. Someone capped his ass, though. Pop, pop! That was it. Shotgun. High-powered shotgun.
Well, if I had to guess, I'd say someone was following him. Maybe he got close to the treasure. Or maybe he got close to finding something he wasn't supposed to. Because,
yeah.
I mean...
Someone in the expedition, maybe?
It's possible. I mean, yeah. Or just... I don't know. There's a lot of mystery when it comes to the Superstition Mountains. There's more than gold up there, if you ask me. Like, there's just... I'm sure there's things up there that...
It's a weird place.
I don't want to get beamed up if I'm saying too much. They'll get
the
me.
Spanish settlers before all of this that came over in the 1800s thought it was an enchanted place. They called it the Foam Mountains. I forget what the name of it is in Spanish, but it was like the rough translation was the Foam Mountains, and they believed there was something supernatural in those mountains. They did not like them. And there's a lot of volcanic ash. Actually, if you look at the Superstition Mountains, there's a whole line of volcanic ash in the middle because this was once a big caldera and just a giant ancient volcano that just kept was like a cauldron that kept bubbling and bubbling, and there's yeah. a lot of just minerals and stuff that came out of the ground. Who knows? it could be a vortex of some sort. If you subscribe to that kind of stuff like Clay does. So that definitely happened. We know all that happened. Here's another one for you,
Clay. Okay. Okay.
The headless remains of a man named James A. Cravey was discovered in the mid-1940s up in the Superstition Mountains as well. Just his remains, no head. So maybe they could put like Ruth's head and Cravey's body together and make a new like...
some kind of like super soldier, corpse. Like Captain America style.
It was said soldiers found gold up in those mountains, American soldiers. Mm-hmm. In between all of this, and they came down with a bunch in their pockets, and a lot of them went mad, babbling about albinos. I don't know if that's true or not.
That's interesting.
I don't have a lot of information on that. I found two places where, and they're both websites. I don't trust websites that much, sorry. But two websites that didn't seem very reputable said that, but they were identical kind of statements. And looking into it, there's been a few things about old American soldiers saying they found stuff, but who knows? Not well documented. And I think you guys deserve more. So you deserve better from us. So I'm just telling you that happened, and I don't believe it. Okay, so early December 2009, this is modern times. Get excited. Denver, Colorado man, Jesse Capen, disappeared in the Tonto National Forest. You can look him up. You can look up his pictures, everything. Unfortunate. His campsite and vehicle were found shortly after. Everybody said he was obsessed with finding the lost Dutchman's gold. His body was found by search and rescue 3 years later. It had been stuffed into a crevice. I remember this on the news. I don't know if you remember it because you were like four, but I remember this on the news. And that's, it was uncomfortable to hear.
I was 24.
It's the same thing. It's no different.
That is the same thing as a four. Okay.
It's the same thing.
Fair enough. The math there is very
a little bit off.
Flawed.
Were you just 20? Were you 24 in 2004?
In 2012, you said.
No, I said 2009.
No, you said they found his remains 3 years later, which would be
2012. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, when they found his remains, but in 2009.
I was 21. I was living large.
I had been with my now wife for about 8 years, and we were raising a family, and I remember seeing that on the news, and it was weird, because we used to watch news back in the day on the television, and like, if you missed it, you couldn't like rewatch it. It was just gone. It was the weirdest thing. Now you can just rewatch it. Anyway, they found him stuffed into a crevice, just folded up, all weird, into a crevice. It was odd.
Like, just shoved in there?
Shoved in there, yeah. Okay.
That's weird.
Here's another one. It is weird. July 11th, 2010. Utah hikers. You can look these guys up. Curtis Merworth, Ardeen Charles, and Malcolm Meeks. It's unfortunate. They went missing while looking for the mine themselves. Their remains were found in January 2011. And there's no note besides that on the condition of their remains or anything like that. Maybe they just have for respect for the families. Just left all that out, but they died there too. Now, these aren't the only people that have gone missing the Superstition Mountains. There's countless numbers of people that have gone up and gone missing. These are the most notable. These are the ones that we found. We've had reports of people going up into the mountains, and we just haven't found them ever. They're just gone. That's it. And that does happen on really dangerous hiking trails. And the Tonto National Forest, this is one of the most dangerous places you can go. There's rattlesnakes, wild animals, mountain lions, bobcats, scorpions. We have some of the deadliest scorpions here. Bark scorpions are no joke. People get allergic and they die all the time from them. There's tarantulas and all sorts of stuff. Coyotes. Even a javelina could just gore you to death if they really wanted to. It's not the most hospitable place for anybody to hike. And then the elements are just rough. If you're not hiking in December to February, you really shouldn't be walking up that trail at all.
Yeah.
They found the remains, all three of the remains, January 2011.
I don't like javelinas.
About 6 months later. What now?
By the way. I said, I don't like javelinas, by the way. They're weird.
Yeah, they're
just
weird.
Just wanted to throw that out there.
For those who don't know what a javelina is, it's more like a rodent. People say it's related to the pig, and it's not. It's like related to this thing called a picareen or something like that in Africa. And they smell. They're horrible. They're fat and they're weird. And they knock over our trash cans. But, I mean, they're half blind, so I mean, they really can't hurt you. Unless you, you know, get gored by a mother protecting your children or something.
So stay away. But
they stink. And sometimes you can feed them, you know.
Stay away from javelinas.
They're vegetarians, though, so they're pretty much just going to eat, like, prickly pear cactus and elephant ear cactus and stuff like that.
Or which human, is cute. And then spit it out when they realize
it's gross. Meat. I don't like this. Well, it's funny you said that about eating humans, because this is the last part I want to say. I think you're going to like this part.
All right.
So people around the mountains in Apache Junction, not just induced by methamphetamine craziness, regular people that aren't into meth labs, report all types of supernatural activity in the area. Mysterious lights on the hills and mountains at night, screams coming from the area, and shadowy figures off nearby trails. There's been tales of skinwalkers. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have to do a skinwalker episode eventually. I got a guy who knows about skinwalkers. He's a Navajo guy. Real interesting cat. We're going to have him on. But yeah, he's... Oof. Scary. And bands of roaming cannibals are also said to hunt in the area to this day.
Yeah, dun, it's a pretty weird place. Like I said,
you guys ever seen Deliverance?
Kind of mid episode. Okay. There's a lot going on there. Go ahead.
No, just that's all I want to say. Do you all ever see Deliverance? And I just didn't want to say anything else after that. It can be scary. This place is that. There's small towns in Arizona that you just shouldn't be going. It's not for you.
Apache Junction wasn't already kind of, you know, beaten to its own drum and just kind of, there's some weird characters there. I'm not going to lie. The superstition mountains
they live out in the middle of the desert
big.
By themselves sometimes.
Yeah. But the superstition
I think
mountains
the top
are
elevation
big.
Is like 6,500 feet over above sea level.
Yeah.
They're giant.
It's kind of crazy. But, you know, before we wrap this thing up, I just want to make a comment that I think the... Is it haunted? No. Is it creepy? No. Can it be? Yeah, there's... Like I said a few times now, I think there's some weird stuff going on there, but I think it's pretty safe. You know, there's some good hikes. I've been there several times. I used to go on field trips when I was in, like, elementary school and stuff, and then as an adult, I've gone hiking a few times. It's fun. There's some great views. And it's definitely worth it if you've never been. But
talk about fun and hiking is the new name of the show.
Yes, that's what it
talk
is.
Talk about fun and hiking.
But there's some mysterious things there. And the weird thing that I wanted to comment on is I think it's weird that all these people that you mentioned that went missing weren't found for years. Like,
I think the earliest was like 6 months. The earliest.
Most of them, like the ones that we talked about when I was four, that was 3 years. You said they weren't found till 2012. Yeah. And why did it take them 3 years to find them? Why does it take them 6 months? Like, I get it. And
it's just a vast expanse, though. It's hard to find things in the desert.
I know, but you would think that's pretty present. Like, people would be in contact with relatives, friends, whatever, as they're going out and adventuring Indiana Jones style and hunting gold. So... Yeah, I wonder if something weird's going on there.
If you have a sat phone, but the last time I was up there, which was now way before the freaking stupid, horrible pandemic, and I went up there to go look at the waterfall because I really wanted to go see it. This is a long time ago now. I was a young man. I was probably, God, that was a long time. I was like 28 years old when I did that. I went with one of my good friends at the time, Chris, and we went on a hike up there, and it was horrible. Like, I didn't bring the right stuff. I brought like cookie dough instead of water, and you know, just
yeah,
like
that's not gonna help you in the Arizona summer.
Some Yoo-Hoo. Yeah, it wasn't even the summer. It was February.
I'm sorry, did you say
you were
13? That sounds like 13-year-olds would bring cookie dough and Yoo-Hoo.
I still do that kind of stuff. Don't get me started. I still do that kind of stuff. But no, I had some water and stuff, but I wasn't prepared enough. But we went up to the waterfall, and I remember looking at my phone, and I know we have 5G now and all that great stuff. But you can attest, when I'm driving past, there's a big rock by my house, and it's old volcanic rock. It's covered in basalt. And we have towers, like the Verizon 5G towers all over town here. And when I get to that rock, I cut out there's nothing in Tai Pass that rock. There's nothing on the other side of that rock. It's just that rock. And that's all volcanic rock over there. And when I went over there last, when I think we had 3G back then, I had no service. It stopped right when we got close to the mountain. It just was no service. You couldn't get any service. It wasn't even a bar. There was nothing.
No, I agree.
If you're driving
with you.
Through that way to Globe, your cell phone cuts out still. If you drive through those to Globe, your cell phone cuts right out.
Yeah. No, I agree
there's
with you.
A lot
you.
Of places like that.
There's places definitely where you're not going to have service. But I think it track back to what I initially said is what's happening to them and what's happening so quickly that they can't leave or signal for help or escape or get to a place where they have service before they get mutilated.
Or three of them and three men who were like healthy in a row, right?
And then that's shoved crazy. Into a crevice. Like there's just, I think the Skinwalker theory, the mysteriousness behind the place is what's interesting to me. So.
Yeah. Well, for people say they see him. So that's, but that's what I got for you. And I think that you and I should actually do a full feature episode up there. Like not an episode, but like a full special feature. We should go up there and show our fans that we love so much just what this place looks like. Cause I don't think I'm willing to do it. We have cameras.
Yeah.
Let's just not go at night. Let's just not do that. Let's go like at dusk.
Well, we'll have to see. It definitely sounds like something that could be in our future, but I think that's about all the time we have for this episode. So,
yep.
You know,
so until next time, guys, creep it
real.
Yep,
I knew it. Creep it real. Thanks for watching and listening. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and listen for more episodes.
Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button. All right, guys. That's how they do it on YouTube. You got to do it.
That's how they do it. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe, y'all. That's what you sound like.
Smash that like and subscribe, y'all. Why do they all talk like that?
We're going to talk about scary. Hit that like and subscribe button. Make sure you hit that bell to get notifications.
What's up, y'all? This is your boy, Adam. Talk about scary. Don't forget to smash that like and subscribe button.